You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, May 6th, 2024. It's Grandpa Dan streaming at RadioAlbion.com, kicking off the work week. I'm glad you're here to join us. I appreciate you tuning in. I also extend my appreciation to all of you who continue to support Sven Longshanks, drop him notes, emails. We do have all that information here on the description page for each show for the Daily Nationalist. And once again, I do appreciate all of you who continue to extend your support and your messages of support to Sven. It is very, very much appreciated. Well, we're kicking the work week off. We got a news story we're going to get into. I may have time to get into a second story. We'll just kind of see how this plays out. Well, here in America, we just finished up the initial deadline to file your government income taxes. Now, some people filed extensions, so they drag out the process that much longer to come up with the money. The income tax is one of those things. It's just such a prime example. When they passed this thing, when they shoved this thing onto the people, they claimed that only the richest of the rich, only the top 1%, was ever even going to pay it, 10%, whatever. Only the very rich were going to be paying any income tax at all. In fact, the rest of you just don't even pay it any mind. That's how it always works. Now, everybody winds up having to file. They've tricked people because they steal this money from you out of your check and you never see it. It's always amazing to me every year when tax time comes around, because you have all of these people and they're all excited. They're excited. Yes, here in America, we have people that are so stupid, they're excited to see tax time coming around. You know why? Because they're going to be quick to tell you, well, I filed my taxes and I'm getting this much money. I'm getting $3,000 refund. They act like it's a windfall. It's a gift from the government. Now, imagine this. Imagine somebody robs you every day, you know? Say you're a kid and you're going to school and you're being bullied, you know, and every day you show up to school and the bully takes your lunch money away from you. And then one day out of the year, Christmas time, the bully comes up to you and says, hey, you know what? I'm going to hand you $20. And you're like, you're so grateful. You're just bowing at his feet. Man, this guy gave me $20. See, he's not bad at all. He's a great guy. He gave me, it's your own damn money. And yet every year, you run into these low IQ morons and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting this much money. It's like, it's your money. It falls into the realm of even more absurdity when you run into people and like, you know, oh, I'm a single mom with three kids. And, you know, they withheld a whopping, I don't know, $500 because, you know, I don't make any money at my little part-time job. And then she'll tell you, I'm getting $6,000 back. You didn't even pay $6,000 in. So see, you got two different types of people. You got people getting like a welfare check and claiming it's a refund because that sounds better. And you've got people that are just getting a little bit of their money back and act like the government's doing them a favor. Then you have everybody else that just dreads it. They just dread it. They see it for what it is. If they were to pass a law outlawing withholding people's tax from out of the check, they really don't need to even do that, because more and more, you know, as they're moving people, they're trying to shove everybody into this new gig economy thing. And here in the U.S., that means you're what they call a 1099. You're considered self-employed, even though you're still basically a wagee. And when you're 1099, they don't hold anything out. And when people are 1099, then they go to file their taxes and they think they're getting a refund and they get told, no, you owe, you got to pay. They weren't, if the whole thing that keeps it going is the withholding scam, because people don't ever see the money. They think the government's doing them a huge favor. Anyway, our story today comes from CBS News via Yahoo Finance. And the headline is, IRS said, only the government media corporate axis could sit here and try to feed you a story like this and try to paint it in a positive light. Headline says, IRS says, number of audits about to surge. Here's who it's targeting. It's not like, oh, low and dread, an IRS audit. This is bad news. It'd be like, it should be a story with the same undertone, same undercurrent as a giant hurricane, Category 5, is fixing to land on top of your house. Here's why you should be excited. Here's why you should be excited about it. The IRS says it is about to ramp up audits as it cracks down on tax cheats. See, right off the bat, you see how the media works for the government. They choose, it's written by an Amy Pichy. And I just paused a minute. I just paused to go look up so I could get it. Like, I like to have a visual picture. You know, when you talk about people, I like to have a visual picture of this. And Amy Pichy looks just exactly like you would think she looks. Anyway, they just write these stories. You know, tax cheats. As if everybody that the IRS audits is somehow a tax cheat. You see, they're cheating. We don't like cheaters. The IRS is about to ramp up audits as it cracks down on tax cheats and seeks to deliver more revenue into the U.S. Treasury's coffers. But not every group of taxpayers will face more scrutiny, according to IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel, who once again looks just about like you would expect somebody with that job to look like. It's like there's like a biometric scan. I'm a woman and I want to be a journalist. And like, they take a scan of your face and you have to have the look. If you don't have the look, you don't get to be a woman journalist. If you don't have the look, you can't be the IRS commissioner. The IRS has been bolstered by $80 billion in new funding directed by the Inflation Reduction Act. I remember when this was going on. And this was once again something else that the Republicans were going to oppose. The Republicans opposed this, but yet, once again, it just happened anyway. What good? The Republicans, we're reaching this point. I saw a story the other day. I always have to go off on these tangents, but it is related in a sense, sort of, if you stretch your imagination. But bear with me. I saw a story the other day over in Britain, jumping across the pond to Britain. And the Tories got pummeled in a local council election. And this is pertains to a bad omen for the future of the Tories. See, is it relevant? Because the Tories and the Republicans, I think, are facing a similar problem. Now, the Tories got pummeled in this council election, this local election. And it's not because everybody's on board with what the Labour Party wants to do. It's just that you hit a point where your average Tory voter or your average Republican voter realizes that it's a waste of time. I don't see how you continue. This $80 billion for the IRS thing, the Republicans made a big show about opposing this. And yet here we are. Passes anyway. Republicans made a big show about blocking funding for the Ukraine unless the Biden administration is going to do something about all of the people flowing across the border. But ultimately, we got billions for Ukraine and Israel and nothing for the border. This doesn't pertain. You're going to wind up with this situation where your person who normally vote Team R sits there and says, well, what's the use? These people don't ever actually do anything. Now, of course, the media is, and they just stay home. You're going to have this situation. I think you're going to have this situation, but they just stay home. Now, the media will try to spin this as voter participation falls off a cliff. The media will try to spin this and say, see, everybody supports Team D. Everybody supports the Labor Party. Everybody supports the Democrats. But it's not. It's just that the people who would normally oppose that, the people who would normally oppose that by voting for the Tories or the Republicans, just throw up their hand and they say, well, this is a waste of time. What's the use? They never actually do anything. The Democrats or the Labor Party, what they want always happens anyway. So what is exactly the point? What are the conservatives actually conserving? What are they doing that's any different? You have all these issues like funding for the Ukraine or the $80 billion for the IRS, and the Republicans say, not on our watch, buddy, and yet here we are. It always passes anyway. It's just not worth your time going down and voting. Like if you stay at home and watch TV, your time is more productively spent than going down and voting for the Republicans, or the Tories, or whoever that's supposedly the opposition party. Anyway, let's see. Back to the story. The idea behind the new funding was to help revive an agency whose ranks have been depleted over the years, leading to customer service snarls, processing delays, and a fall off in audit rates. Customer. You see, it's just about the customer service. Customers, you see, you thought you were being extorted by the IRS, but no. You are the IRS's customers. They have the nerve to write this crap. Customer service. That implies, I mean, if you're a customer, well, that's a bird of a different feather, isn't it? Because if you're a customer, you could choose not to shop there, right? You could choose not to do business with them. Like me personally, I don't go to Walmart. Except on very rare occasions when I kind of sort of have no choice. But then that's very, very rare. Because usually you do have a choice. Like my choice, I just don't. See, as a customer, I choose not to do that. That's what being a customer means. If I go onto a new car dealership lot and say, I want to buy a new car, I'm that car lot. I'm that car dealer's customer. I'm Ford, Chevy, whoever's customer. Because I chose to come there and I chose to try to buy something. I'm the customer. If I don't show up there because I'm poor, then I'm not their customer. Because I'm not there. I'm not a customer of the new car dealership because I'm not showing up at the new. I choose not to shop there, mostly because I'm poor. But I'm not their customer. You ain't got no choice but to shop with the IRS. How the hell are you a customer? Because everybody knows the only reason nobody is choosing to patronize the IRS. People go to the IRS, people file their taxes because if they don't, the government will send guys with guns ultimately. I ain't saying like right off the bat. Like if you don't file, you say, I'm going to be one of these people. I'm a sovereign citizen and I refuse to file my taxes. I ain't going to say they're going to come kick your door in first right out of the box. You're going to get a letter. You're going to get some notice. You're going to get called into an office. But I mean, if you try to play hard headed and say, I don't care what anybody says, I'm still not going to pay them. Ultimately, at the end of the day, if you play that out long enough, they're going to send people with guns and push your shit in and take your property and throw you in a cage. That's what they're going to do. You ain't no damn customer. You're being extorted. You're a customer like a mugger. You're like somebody who's a victim of a mugging is a customer of the mugger. You are not a customer to the IRS because that implies choice. And if you had a choice, if everyone had a choice, it wouldn't nobody shop with the damn IRS. It would have nothing to do with them. But you don't have a choice. And they got the nerve to say, oh, it's about customer service. On Thursday, the IRS outlined its plans for the funding, as well as its efforts so far to burnish the agency's customer service operations after some taxpayers encountered months-long delays during the pandemic. The IRA, which is the Inflation Reduction Act, you see, this is going to reduce inflation, by the government spending another $80 billion. You see how that reduces inflation, because it's not like there's any kind of correlation here. The IRA money has helped the IRS answer more taxpayer calls during the tax season that just ended at April 15th, as well as beef up its enforcement. What other place would you shop with that also has enforcement? Which led to the collection of it. They spent $80 billion. And they're going to tell you what you're getting for this. You see, this is where this inflation. See, I jumped the gun. This is where the inflation reduction part comes in. As well as beef up its enforcement, which led to the collection of $520 million from wealthy taxpayers who hadn't filed their taxes or still owed money, it said. They spent $80 billion and collected $520 million. Oh, but don't worry. This was from the wealthy, because these people are telling you it came from the wealthy. They're just making the rich pay their fair share. That's why they got a whopping $520 million. You see? Why, heck, with that $80 billion, they're going to make that money back. They're going to make that money back in no time at all. You spot the lie. Wealthy taxpayers who hadn't filed their taxes. Let me tell you something. Wealthy taxpayers file their taxes. That's just stupid. They're like not anybody who's rich who just simply says, you know what? Piss on this. I'm not filing anything. The changes outlined in this report are a stark contrast to the years of underfunding that led to a deterioration in the agency's services, Werfel said on a conference call with reporters who sat there and dutifully just took dictation so they could write these glowing articles about what a wonderful job the IRS is doing, making everybody pay their fair share. It's just the rich. Werfel noted that the IRS's strategic plan over the next three tax years include a sharp increase in audits. And this is great news. Why, my gosh, it's great news. Although the agency reiterated it won't boost its enforcement for people who earn less than $400,000 annually, which covers the bulk of U.S. taxpayers. Just like when the income tax was passed, you see, only the very rich are going to pay that. You see, you don't even have to file. It's just for the rich. And here we are today. These audits are just going to be for people. You notice, first they talked about the wealthy. And right here, just a few paragraphs, few short lines later, now we're talking about $400,000 a year. See, we went from the wealthy to we've dialed that back to $400,000 a year. And look, I understand. It's all about perspective. Look, I $400,000. Yeah, for me, that would be quote unquote rich. But I'm not stupid. That isn't wealthy. Yeah, I'm poor. People would laugh if you knew how much. If you knew how much I live on, you would laugh. Like, how does anybody live on that? $400,000 is like on a different planet, on a different universe. But I have enough sense to know that ain't rich. I'm sorry, it ain't. I mean, compared to me, yeah, I guess it was rich. But in the context of what we're talking about, when you're talking about wealthy, you ain't talking about no $400,000 a year. That's a joke. We went from the wealthy, and you're supposed to picture like George Soros is paying more money. Larry Fink, boy, the head of BlackRock, they're cracking down on him. And he's having to pay his fair share. And we know that's not the case. We're already back here to some nobody who makes $400,000 a year. He's going to get the letter from the IRS. Here's who will face an increase in audits. Thank you, Amy Bicci. Tell us. Tell us who it is. At the same time, the IRS is increasing its audit efforts, with Werfel noting on Thursday that the agency will focus on wealthy individuals and large corporations. Yes. Yes, Vanguard is in the crosshairs of the IRS. Nobody believes this shit. If you believe this, you're a moron. Quit listening to the show. If you believe that they're going after large corporations and actual really wealthy people, then you're a moron. The IRS plans to triple the audit rates on large corporations with assets of more than $250 million. Audit rates for these companies will rise to 22.6% in tax year 2026 from 8.8% in 2019. Large partnerships with assets of more than $10 million will see their audit rates increase tenfold, rising to 1% in tax year 2026 from 0.1% in 2019. Wealthy individuals with total positive income of more than $10 million will see their audit rates rise from 50% to 16.5% from 11% in 2019. And see, they're relying on you being poor and ignorant. Someone like you or me who's poor, we're supposed to hear these numbers are tossing around and go, yeah, screw the rich. But the fact that they're throwing these numbers around again is actually a verification that they're not going after the Larry Finks of the world. They're not going after the actual rich people. They're throwing these numbers around because you're going to sit here and say wealthy individuals with a total positive income of more than $10 million. And you're like, yeah, $10 million. That's a rich person. They're going to twist all that around to beat $10 million. It's just like how during the supposed pandemic, you know, the small and medium business owners, they had to be shut down because it would be deadly for people to go out in public. But Walmart and the big corporate stores all stayed open because they were essential. This is the exact same play. This is the exact same thing happening all over again. What they're telling you, they're throwing these numbers around. And they're saying the small to medium businesses, get ready because they're going to break it off in your ass and put you out of business so you can be absorbed by the Walmart, by the Home Depot, by the Lowe's, by the big corporations. They throw these numbers around you. Yeah, screw the rich. But those numbers mean they're literally going for the little people. You know, again, yes, I'm poor. You're probably poor. These numbers are huge for us, and that's what they're counting on. You're going to look at this and say, yeah, they're sticking it to the rich. But they're not. They're not. They throw out corporations. That's a broad definition. They're not going after what you're thinking. They're not going after some, you know, Fortune 500 outfit. They're going after the small and medium business. This is the pandemic play all over again. The IRS is going, the small and medium businesses that somehow survived being shut down during the alleged pandemic while their competition, the big corporate outfits, stayed open. The ones that managed to survive that, now they're coming after them with more IRS audits. And no, Lowe's is not going to be audited. No, Walmart is not going to be audited. No, Home Depot is not going to be audited. This is just the exact same thing. This is about shutting down what little competition is left, where every restaurant is Taco Bell, like in that movie. There is no new wave of audits coming for middle and low income individuals, coming for mom and pops. That's not in our plans, Werfel said. Yeah, okay. I totally believe that. But by focusing on big corporations, yes, big corporations, $10 million, woo, they're the big boys. Complicated partnerships. In other words, something that you as a plebe wouldn't understand is a complicated partnership. And wealthy people who earn over $10 million a year, why don't they raise that number? How about if you're in the billions? How come they didn't throw the billions in there? How come they're starting down here? The IRS wants to send a signal, he noted. It sets an important tone and a message for complex filers, high wealth filers, that this is our focus area. Now, that's interesting. Complex filers. You see, now all of a sudden they've added a category where the number doesn't matter. If you own any sort of business, you know, if you're a farmer and, you know, you have multiple equipment that you're buying, maybe you're in business with your brothers and you've set your farming operation up under a limited partnership, an LLC, a limited liability corporation. You're a complex filer. You're a limited liability corporation. You're getting the call. You're getting the letter. It ain't going to be BlackRock. It ain't going to be Walmart. It's not going to be Monsanto. Now, we all remembered when the Republicans were doing such a smashing job of opposing this that now is here and got passed. We remember they were wanting we saw the job filings the government was posting up. And they were talking about these people carrying guns. You remember that? They had to be armed agents. But you see, you're not supposed to remember that. Amy Pikchi is going to tell us about, and I'm reading here, the myth of 87,000 armed IRS agents. It's a myth. Those job postings you saw, that's not real. Your mind, your eyes were feeding you misinformation. The agency. So we're going to debunk this. I assume when I see this, I am about to wrap this article up with a debunking of the armed agents. The agency also outlined its efforts to bolster hiring thanks to the new IRA money. In the mid-1990s, the IRS deployed more than 100,000 people, but its workforce has dwindled to about 73,000 workers in 2019 due to a wave of retirement and prior funding cuts. Werfel said the agency has recently boosted its workforce to about 90,000 full-time equivalent employees, and it plans to expand to about 102,500 workers over the next few years. That number won't even be a record high for the IRS workforce. It's well below the numbers from the 1980s and early 1990s, Werfel noted. And I would note that back then everything was done on paper and had to be gone through by hand. Now, allegedly, we have automation. That might be a reason why you don't need as many workers. He added that the hiring data should dissolve what he called, quote, any lingering myths about a supersized IRS. After the IRA passed, some Republican lawmakers warned in 2022 that the agency would use the money to hire, quote, 87,000 new IRS agents to audit Walmart shoppers. This should put a rest any misconception about us bringing on 87,000 agents, Werfel noted, adding that many of the new hires are replacing retiring employees. But where's the part where they debunked the armed agents? I thought we were getting a debunking here about the whole armed agency, but I don't see anything here. I don't see the debunk. Are they saying they're not going to be any armed agents hired here? And if so, they're not saying that, so why don't they tell us? And I love these false equivalencies they throw up here. You know, they would hire 87,000 new IRS agents to audit Walmart shoppers. That's called a straw man. I don't even remember that argument being made. Somebody should count if these were actual reporters instead of journalists. They wouldn't have sat there and just took dictation from this guy without questioning anything. Because obviously there's no questions here. If Amy Pikchi had questioned anything this guy said, she would say, I questioned him and said, okay, well, who exactly? You say you're not going to be targeting Walmart shoppers. Will Walmart be audited? But no. Instead, they sit there and take dictation about how this is a great thing. You see, they're just going after corporations, complex filers. I would have asked for specifics. You say you're going after complex filers and big corporations. Give us something specifically. Is Walmart going to be audited? You know, is one of these big box chains Target? Is Target going to be targeted? Who's going to be audited? BlackRock seems pretty big. Do you think you might be taking a look at them? Because I would think there's probably a lot of money there to be had. Well, who exactly? Can you give us some specifics? You sitting there talking about people making $400,000 a year, and you acting like you trying to front like, oh yeah, George Soros is trembling that we may be giving him a call. They just rely on people being stupid. Then they don't even counter the armed agents thing because everybody saw that. They said Republican lawmakers were claiming. No, it has nothing to do. It got out on the internet. Somebody found the job listing that the IRS themselves had posted up saying requirements are you're going to be able to carry a gun. People saw it. Then they yanked it down. And then Amy Pikchi, after taking dictation from this trustworthy IRS guy, sits out there and says Republicans were claiming that, like, you didn't see it. Like, we all didn't see it get circulated around on the internet before they took it down, where they were saying these people were going to be, you know, hired, and a lot of them, if not all of them, were going to be carrying guns. Why? This is right up there with Nancy Pelosi. Remember that? Remember years ago when Nancy Pelosi was saying, we're going to crack down on billionaires who hide their money offshore. So we want to make it to where the government knows about anybody who puts like $600 in their bank account. $600. We're cracking down on billionaires hiding their billions in the Cayman Islands by knowing whether or not you put $600 in your little chicken shit checking account. That's what we want to know about. They're going after big corporations, you see. They're going to make the wealthy finally pay their fair share. The income taxes, you know, it's like technically on the books, the income tax is a voluntary tax. But if you don't volunteer to pay it, you go to prison, because that's the only thing would be fair. It's the same way. It's the same way that you're a customer, you see. And the IRS is simply a business that you're choosing to deal with. And if you have to deal with them, you had best choose wisely. We're going to wrap up on that note. I appreciate you joining me. I hope you'll get a chance. We got great content up Monday through Friday. We got something new up every day. I'll be back tomorrow with my Parish of the Patriots program. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will be here Wednesday with the Orthodox Nationalist. Dr. Johnson will be back on Thursday with his geopolitical centered Daily Nationalist show. I know you all want to check that out. Last week's was very good. I made it a point to listen to it as I was getting it posted up. I went ahead and listened to it. And I'll be back here on Friday with a humorous look at the week as we wrap up the week. I'm bringing back the Funny Friday, so you don't want to miss that either. We're going to have a good time. And I hope you have a great week. Keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.